Kapitel Kuf Lamed Shir Hama'alois Mima'amakim Kirosicha Hashem. A song of ascent. From the depths, I called you Hashem. The Radak explains that this kapitel compares Golus, exile, to the depths of despair. The Medrash tells us that Hashem said, when the Bnei Yisrael sink to the lowest level possible, He will surely come to rescue them. The word mima'amakim means the lowest of depths. The word mima'amakim can also refer to the deep waters. David HaMelech visualizes himself in his time of trouble to someone who is drowning in deep water and calls to Hashem for help to save him. The Ibn Ezra comments, Ta'am mima'amakim ba'avur hayois Yisrael begalus v'dalus v'kalus v'shiflus. The word mima'amakim, depths, represent the exile, the poverty, the disgrace, and humility of the Jewish people. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph, Amid Beis, makes reference to the first two words, Shir Hama'alois, the song of ascent. The Mishnah states, Mi sheloi ro'o simchas beis hashoyevo, loi ro'o simcha miyomov. Whoever did not see the celebration of the water drawing never saw true rejoicing in his life. The torches, the dancing, the singing, the shirois v'sushbachois, the Leviim with their countless musical instruments standing on the 15 steps that led down from the main courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash to the women's courtyard. These steps, these ma'alois, correspond to the 15 Shir HaMa'alois found in Tehillim, in which each kapitel begins with Shir HaMa'alois or Shir LaMa'alois. This is from Kapitel Kuf Chof 120 until Kuf Lamed Dalid 134. The Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel explains that Rabbi Yochanan said, Bisho'o shekoro David shisin, at the time when David dug the pits under the Mizbeach into which the Nisuch HaYayin v'Nisuch HaMayim would flow, Kofa Tohima, the waters of the deep came up, Uvoi l'mishtifa olma, and threatened to flood the world. Omar David, Chamesh esrei ma'alois v'hoiridon. At that moment, David said the 15 Shir HaMa'alois and caused the waters to subside, to go back down. Rav Chisda raised an objection to this explanation and asked, if so, why are they called Chamesh Esrei Ma'alois? They should be called Chamesh Esrei Yoyridois, and the kapitel should begin with Shir HaYoyridois, 15 songs of descents and not ascents. So Rabbi Yochanan answered by explaining the entire story of this event. When the flood threatened the world, David asked, Iko diyoda ishore lemichtav sheim achaspo v'nishdei b'sahoymo umanach. Does anyone know what the halacha is, whether it is permitted to write the divine name of Hashem on a shard, that is a fragment of an earthen vessel? Is one permitted to write Hashem's name on the shard and cast it into the deep water so the waters will calm down? The Midrash Shmuel explains that by David's digging the pits, he loosened a shard on which was written that it was in that place of the source of where the water was rising. That's where it originally was from. It was there since the Sheshes Yemei HaBereshis. And by removing the shard, he allowed the waters of the deep to escape. And by throwing it back into its place, he would cause the source of the water
to be sealed again.
Bekitzur, Achisoifel told him that it was permitted, and he cast it into the deep waters 16,000 amos. When David saw that the waters subsided too deep, he said the 15 shir hamalois and brought the water back up 15,000 amos until the water settled at just 1,000 amos beneath the earth's surface. Therefore, the term shir hamalois is written because he caused the waters to rise up again.